Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me. I want to say this real quick, and I want to get into the scriptures today. If you're a partner of Paul White Ministries, you have been receiving all of our podcasts on two CDs, and then you receive a sermon CD every month. So you get three discs in the mail. Some of our partners have expressed that they love getting the CDs with the podcasts on them because they pass those out to friends. Others of our partners have said, I do not need the podcasts on CD. I listen online or I listen on the app. The CD is a waste. I don't use it. Some of those have contacted us over the last several months and years and have asked to not receive the CDs. That saves us money, of course. And it saves them clutter. If you are a person who is a partner, financial partner to this ministry, and you are receiving our monthly mail out, which is our podcast and a sermon, and oftentimes that sermon is an unreleased sermon, but you do not want to receive the podcast on CD, please send us an email, give us a phone call, or write us a letter, and just tell us, hey, I'm a partner, but I do not need to receive the podcasts on CD. We'll continue to send you a sermon every month. Most of the time, it has never been released on our website. Oftentimes, it's from other churches that we go to, and they record it, and we give it out. And we should have a bunch of those in the fall because we're doing a lot of summer travels. We'll have a lot of CDs that's unreleased. So for several months into 15, you'll be getting sermons nobody else has heard other than on the road. But if you do not want the pods on CD, please let us know. It will save us significant money and time. But if you are enjoying them being on CD and you pass them out and you sort of recycle them, it is our honor to send those to you. We want you to continue to do that. I had a pastor on the East Coast who told me once a month there are two CDs in the offering plate at my church. They are your podcasts. I have somebody in my church who's a partner in your ministry, and they drop your CDs in the offering for me every month, and I drive around all week that week listening to your podcasts. And so that one was cool. So maybe that's something you do, and if that's the case, that's awesome. I want to take you to the sixth chapter of Hebrews, where I've been teaching at our home church for months in the book of Hebrews. But I want to read to you, and we don't have a whole lot of time today. I'll do this today and tomorrow at least, maybe the next few days. But I want to read to you a passage of Scripture that has been very controversial. The author says this in chapter 6, verse 4. It is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. This passage has caused a lot of people to fear that if you go out and sin after you become a believer, that it's impossible for you to repent and be saved, or that if you cross some sort of imaginary spiritual line and you go too far gone, it's impossible for you to be saved. And I want to set the record straight that based upon the context of Hebrews, that this verse, this chapter, and this book have nothing to do with believers sinning. It has to do with its target audience, Hebrew people who have come out of Judaism and into the faith, going back into the Mosaic economy as a system of performance righteousness or works righteousness or sacrificial righteousness. If you go back to that, there is no room for any of that to work for you. You are re-crucifying the Son of God. You are saying that what Jesus did on the cross was not enough for me. So let me stop there because of time today. Dwell on that. Think on these things, so to speak, and then read on, and we'll get there tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.